As if there wasn't enough going on in Washington, D.C. this week, tomorrow, four members of the Asian American rock band The Slants will be in town as their lawyers defend their name before the Supreme Court.
Sorry if my notes too sharp. Sorry if my voice too raw. Don't make the pen a weapon and censor our.
That's From the Heart, which The Slants say is kind of an open letter to the U.S. Patent and Trademark Office, which declared the group's name hate speech and denied their request for a trademark. Now, The Slants say that's the point. It is hate speech, that unlike the Redskins, which tried to piggyback on their case, The Slants are using a pejorative, this one about Asian eyes, as a protest against bigotry. An appeals court agreed with them and said not granting the trademark is a violation of their First Amendment rights, and so it's on to the Supremes tomorrow. Rebecca Tushnet is professor of law at Georgetown Law. She joins us from the NPR studios in D.C., and Professor, there are groups, NWA comes to mind, the N is the N-word. They're registered, but you've explained to us, registering is just going on record that you're using a name. A trademark gives you the sole right to use it, so whether it's insulting is considered. Explain.
So trademarks are the way that we indicate the source of goods and services, and there's a federal law that governs both trademark infringement and trademark registration, which is a separate thing where you get a certificate from the government saying that you have a nationally valid mark. Mm-hmm. And the PTO denied the registration, saying that a substantial portion of the referenced group, in this case Asian Americans, would perceive the term as disparaging, and that's a prohibition that applies across the board for any disparaging term for a registration. It doesn't affect their right to use it, but they are challenging the decision to reject it on that ground.
This is something that was put into law in the 40s, but tell us more about the thinking behind this and the law behind this.
So the modern term disparaging, it comes from 1947. The drafters of the Lanham Act were concerned about false connections, misrepresentations. They wanted to make sure that people couldn't, say, put Abraham Lincoln's name on a jug of whiskey, and they thought that would be disparaging. So they added that in, implementing a kind of larger, longer existing policy against marks contrary to public morals.
Yeah, so interesting. We're understanding that the Trademark Office looked in the Urban Dictionary when it came to considering slants and saw that it was considered a pejorative. But what did the appeals court say in supporting the slants?
The Court of Appeals said that it was a content-based regulation of the slant's speech. And so that's very hard to sustain under the First Amendment, and that the government didn't have a sufficiently good interest in rejecting the mark.
Tell, what does that mean, content? What does that mean?
So this is a big issue in the Supreme Court generally. If you have to look at what a person is saying to figure out whether they violated the law, that's content-based. So almost all regulations of speech are content-based. A regulation, say, on how loud you could be in the street would not be content-based, because we would just measure your decibels and not what you were saying.
Well, so the content here is they are saying we are using this because we think it is a word of bigotry, and that's a statement we're making that, you know, we're against bigotry. Because there are people who are concerned that this case could be a slippery slope towards anyone using a pejorative word. But does that content mean, for instance, that a white supremacist group that wanted to call themselves the N-word band because they are for disparaging minorities wouldn't have the same content and maybe not the same result in an appeals court?
Yeah. So the slants are arguing that you should make an exception for them because of their intent to reclaim. They don't like being grouped with the white supremacist or the Redskins. But the legal principles really don't offer much room for that argument. Huh. In fact, if anything, that would be more discriminatory on the basis of their content since we'd start looking at their perspective, their viewpoint.
Right. Well, so what is the legal community thinking? Is there a concern that this is going to open the gate to anybody trademarking any disparaging word they want?
So I would think it's fair to say there's a fair amount of division. Most of the people who support the slants say, yes, the market is going to have to take care of the N-word band. That if it is popular and successful, then it will be popular and successful, and it'll turn out that people tolerate that. Otherwise, it will be unpopular and unsuccessful, and maybe people will be turned off by the name. But the argument is that the consumers will do that, and people see that as a good thing, that the government will no longer be determining that a particular word is disparaging for purposes of registration. But absolutely, that is the consequence.
Rebecca Tushnet, professor of law at Georgetown Law. Again, the band The Slants will be in Washington, D.C. tomorrow as this case goes before the Supreme Court. They're going to perform outside the court, regardless of the outcome. It'll either be a rally or a protest. Professor, thanks so much for helping us look at this.
Thank you.